Welcome back to the Market Minute podcast, where Jason Katz will share his thoughts on the market to start your week. Jason Katz is a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager with Katz Wealth Management. And I am Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategist with Katz Wealth Management and host for today's podcast. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at jason.m.katz@ubs.com. So let's get into it, Jason. It is Monday, January 26th, and gold is rallying yet again. Tell us your thoughts on this.
Not only gold, but silver for that matter, making new highs. So Jordan, despite the underlying strength of the U.S. economy, investors are clearly on edge. Not only as a result of what's happening geopolitically, but they feel that we're at a tipping point domestically as well. So the concern is if our friends become frenemies, there's going to be downward pressure on the U.S. dollar and upward pressure on treasury yields. In that environment, investors reach for hard assets that can't be printed or sanctioned. That's the classic precious metals trade. But here's the rub. Gold and silver are starting to trade a little less like pure hedges and a little bit more like a momentum trade. So while UBS and our team is still constructive on both metals, we definitely caution those that are not involved and are first getting involved to do so slowly.
So what's interesting is that you're constructive on gold and silver, but you also are constructive on equities. Do you think both can go up at the same time?
Both, in fact, can be true and go up at the same time. We're back to a run it hot economy and tune out the noise market. So markets got a bit of their mojo back post the Greenland threat. And Trump's attention now will narrowly be focused on letting the economy run hot. The one big beautiful bill that's stimulative, deregulation that should spur a lot of capital market activity, probably the announcement of a shadow Fed chair who will be dovish. And above all, with midterms around the corner, the administration is going to focus on what? Affordability, whether it's allowing 401ks to be used to make down payments on homes, mortgage portability, propose caps on interest rates on credit cards. So as a result of all this, we expect earnings to be no less than 10% this year, and there's some upside to that target. In fact, the economy can grow at north of 5%. You put that all together, yes, we'll have volatility, especially with all the hotspots going on around the world and in our own country, but the fundamentals of the economy are very constructive and constructive in terms of being long equities.
Right. So in summary, Jason, we're still advising clients to have exposure to equities despite this volatility we've experienced actually in this year alone. Well, thank you, Jason. That was the Market in a Minute. To our listeners, we appreciate you joining and we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.